All right, guys, we are live. It is Sunday, April 14th, 2024. This is the UFC 300 recap. I am your host, as always, Adam Martin, joined by my co-host here, Mr. Big Marcel. We're going to be recapping the biggest UFC event of all time, UFC 300. And I'll just ask you right now, man, was it the best UFC card of all time?
Man, I don't know. It's hard to say. It was great. You know, it was a great night of fights. The best, I don't know. We say that so many times that we think this one is the best and then this one is the best. I mean, if you look back at UFC 217 with the three title fights, where all three challengers won the belt, I think that was an amazing card as well. The thing is, like, if you look at names, yeah, this was the most stacked card from both top to bottom. You know, you're opening with Figgy against Garbrandt, and you're ending with Pereira against Hill. So you're pretty much beginning with two champions and you're ending with two champions. So if you look at the value which was on the card and the people were on the card, yeah. But it's too hard to say for me if it was the best card ever. But it was amazing, you know, definitely.
It's up there, man. It's up there. Because just the memorable moments. What you live for as an MMA fan, dude. That's why we became fans of the sport. You know, when you see fights like Gaethje Holloway and it doesn't get much better than that. So I did the stream with those guys last night again, downtown. Yeah. Horse interaction. I just retweeted the clip, and like, I mean, it was just one of those what the fuck moments. And I think we should just like, I obviously, you know, the main event was Hill and Pereira, but I think we should start with Holloway and Gaethje. I think that's the way to start. So I think that Dana got the bonuses right. I think they deserve the fight of the night, and I think Max deserved the double bonus for the performance of the night. Because it doesn't get better than that, guys. Again, that's like, and Dana even said it in the post-fight, it's like these holy shit moments, right? Like, it really was, Marcel. Like, it was one of those, like, moments where you'll never forget where you were for it. Mm-hmm. Is it the best knockout of all time? I think it's up there, man. It's got to be top five. Like, it has to be. Maybe top three. Maybe it is the best. What do you think?
For sure. It's like, it's in the top five for sure. The thing is, the best, it's so like personal to say if it's the best or not, you know? Listen, if you say it's the best of all time, I wouldn't like second guess it or whatever, you know. I'd be like, okay, that's cool. Listen, if I still say I like the Barbosa over Adam more, you know, but this didn't have the magnitude that this knockout had, you know what I mean? So if you look at that, this is a huge knockout, you know. For example, we earlier this year had a lock dog against Bernardo Sopaya. I still think that's an amazing knockout, you know, but we already know that fight. That one is not going to win knockout of the year over this one because this one is way bigger. Not if it's a better knockout, I don't know if it's a better knockout, but it's way bigger, you know. Two big names going against each other, and Max had the fight already in the back, you know. He had it already in the back, and he just left it all in the last 10 seconds, typical Max moment, and he knocked him out. Yeah, it was amazing, man. I mean, I already had my write-up done. I was like, Justin Gaethje, too tough to finish. Max was the fight. And then I was like, oh, shit.
We called it a rewrite in the Journalism Circle, Marcel. So I know how you feel. It really did remind me of the Korean Zombie and Yair Rodriguez. But the thing is, Max was winning. It wasn't like it was a comeback in that fight because he needed to do something to win. Max was winning this fight. He was going to win 4-1. 4-1, right? What do you think about the 2-2 scorecard? What do you think about that?
I didn't agree with it, man. I think Junichi Okamijo gave the second round to Gaethje. I think Max won 1, 2, 3, and 5, you know. Four was for Gaethje. He dropped him. Should have been awarded with a knockdown.
They're not calling it a knockdown. What do you think about that?
It's a clear knockdown. He gets hit on the temple, and he goes down. He does it like this, but he goes down. It's a knockdown, you know. Overall, great fight by Max, man. And I think he pretty much broke Gaethje with that kick in the last second of the first round. That's the moment where where the nose of Gaethje got fucked, pretty much, you know. He didn't broke him, but that was the decider, in my opinion, in that fight. Because from that on, Max was in cruise control, pretty much, you know. Besides that moment in the fourth round, and that Gaethje did a little bit better in the fourth round. But he was never out of it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a hell of a fight, man. It was just, one of those moments you're like, wow. Like, your jaw just drops. And you almost like wonder, like, did that just see what happened? Did that really just happen? Because like, it's just unbelievable. So, anyways, yeah, Max gets the bonus, $600,000, well deserved, well deserved. Do you agree with the bonuses, by the way?
Not necessarily, to be honest. Mm. You know, I think, listen, man, if you give $300,000 bonus, listen, I'm all for it. Listen, Max deserved that $600,000. It does deserve two bonuses, but man, I feel like if you give $300,000 bonuses, you could have split that a little bit better, yeah, in my opinion.
Well, but Dana says human bonuses, though. He did say, did you watch
the Yeah, he said. So I'm cool with that. You know what I mean?
I wonder what, okay, I mean, they might get the regular 50 grand, like the other fighters, yeah, they might.
I mean, if they do that, that's good. You know, that's good, in my opinion. And listen, the max 300K, 600K, I'm cool with. Gaethje, obviously. The Yuri,
okay. I thought that fight was, I thought that was the best fight of the night up until, like, that Gaethje Holloway fight. I mean, Armin and Charles was good, too. So you could have had several fight nights. I think Yuri deserved it. Anyways, like, again, it's subjective, right? It really is.
Of course.
The bonuses.
Of course.
They're super subjective. But, yeah, I think, like, well-deserved, though, for Max and for Justin. Like, the amount of damage he took in that fight, you know? But, again, I was watching the post-fight interviews, and Max, he was talking to media, and he said, you know, he respected Justin so much as a BMF that he's like, I needed to give him that last 10-second chance to land a punch. Like, he said, I'll give him a chance.
That's such
a Max is savage. Yeah. Bro, that was savage. And then also the main event where Pereira gets kicked in the nuts, puts his hand up to her knees, like, nope. And then he just fucking brutally knocks the hill. That was crazy, too. Crazy. Let me get some comments, guys. Glenn, what's up, man? You're the first in the chat. What's up, Joe? Joe thinks he deserved the bonus. Yeah, I agree. Pereira deserved the bonus. He got a bonus, too. Like I said, Dana said everyone who's getting a finish is going to take care of. Dana was in – I've never seen Dana in such a good fucking mood, dude. You know what I mean? He was
– And then he started –
those big fights. Yeah.
And then he started to shit on PFL and Bellator.
PFL and Bellator. Too funny. Yeah. Is it really buy two, get two free at the tickets? That's funny.
I have no idea.
Car was amazing. It was. Oh, man. What's up, man? It was so good. It was. Charles, we'll talk about Charles in a second. Craig for Max. Dude, I mean, you know, Max got pieced up so bad in that last Volk fight that you're like, you know, and I thought so. I'm like, you know, he's taking so much damage, even though he's young, the damage, but he's still getting better somehow, which is crazy. What's up, Craig? Or what's up, Zach? I saw Craig in the chat too. He's right here. Zach, what's up, man? He says, funny seeing media members busted using streams and they're putting up their scores after the market. That's so funny. That wasn't Max Holloway, it was Jerome Maxton Holloway. Yeah. And by the way, I'm glad you tweeted this, Zach. So, I mean, I've seen that mistake happen before with fights that end at the last second and then someone gets knocked out. And I'm like, well, that's why you wait until you see what happens. So, you know, because you said you'll get busted for it. The eye gouges, that was the two out. He did poke him in the eye twice. Yeah. Should they have taken a point?
Yeah, but would that matter?
It wouldn't have mattered, but I think Max didn't get a point because of his reputation as a clean fighter. Mm-hmm. But he should have got a point taken. They got to start being more strict with the eye pokes. I mean,
yeah, just, I agree with that.
It's too, you get too many loose chances.
Yeah.
The Sterling fight was, that fight was, all I can say is thank God that wasn't a 5-round main event.
I don't blame Sterling at all.
But you have to win the fight, but I'm just saying, like, with the amount of bonuses on the line, I thought he would go for a submission.
Let's be honest, Adam. He fought how many fights in the UFC? He got one bonus in his career against Sandy. Didn't give him against Stamen. They didn't give him against Mizugaki. They didn't give him against Johnny Eduardo. In all those fights, he deserved a bonus. I would have said, fuck you as well. I just win this fight. You won't give me a bonus.
Ilya had a strange reaction. I think he was just kind of like us, though. He's probably like, holy shit, like, I can't believe I just saw what happened.
By the way, Ilya went to Carlos Legazpi after the fight. He
interviewed him. So he wants to fight Max, right?
Yeah, Ilya said it's pretty clear that my next matchup will be Max Holloway. You know, what he did tonight, he should fight me next.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I was going to say, here's the thing. Okay, so I just tweeted this.
Yeah, tell me, Sean. Here's the thing. Tell me.
You know, with Max, I feel like he has so much leverage right now. He can get anything he wants. Yeah, he can get any fight he wants. So, again, Marcel, I think after this, we'll do like a 10-minute show just going through the fight announcements last night. Let's just do that as soon as this ends. And talk about Connor and stuff. Because I was going to say, like, Connor's a fight now that could happen. If Connor beats Chandler, you know, if Max is still about, like, that's the biggest money fight you can get, right? So, I think he'll probably get the title shot, though. Because he, honestly, like, listen, Ortega is a good fighter, but Max deserves it way more than Brian Ortega.
Yeah.
Like, no doubt. So, I think Topuria probably is going to be next. I didn't think Max looked good, though, in this fight at lightweight, dude. Dude, I was, Like, even before the knockout, that's the thing. He looked amazing. I was going to tweet out, like, holy fuck, what a performance, right?
What, one of his best performances by far in the Octagon. And he had some amazing ones.
He's had some good ones.
Yeah, so this was really good. I feel like this was not the Max that fought Dustin Poirier a couple of years ago at lightweight. This was a completely different one, you know?
This fight will probably go in the Hall of Fame one day, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Max will go in, and so will Justin. And they both deserve it. For Max, I think... Oh yeah, for Justin, a long break. That was one of the most brutal knockouts I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. That was like he went face down, Marcel. He was completely out, dude. He needs time off.
Dude, he was already like, I think his soul was already like 85% leaving his body. So when Max really clipped in hard, it was over, man. I mean,
and everyone who said Max didn't have power, I mean, kind of did. All right, a couple comments here. Keep saying Poirier beats Islam, Dustin, Max 2 for the belt. It'd be the third fight, actually. The third one, Max gonna get his belt back. He might, he's really good, man. Oh, let me ask you a question. I know the odds came out last night. Topuria was -150, Max was +120. But after last night, would you pick Max?
Against who?
Ilya.
Against Ilya. Difficult.
It's a more interesting fight today than it was a month ago, right?
Yeah, it is. But I think Topuria is a much different fighter than Gaethje is, man. A real different challenge. And I think now, like recency bias, a lot of people will say Holloway will smash him, but I don't know if that's true, you know.
I honestly have no idea. Like I don't even have a lean right now. I have to think about that fight. That's a tough one. Ilya's reaction to Max K was priceless. Yeah, he did. He just looked like wow. What's his question? What's he saying?
He says, Marcel, did you already sleep? I went to bed at 9 a.m. and I woke up at 3 p.m. So there you go.
Oh, you slept six. I think you had more sleep than me. Maybe I think I had about. Because I went downtown and I came back home. I had to drive back, and it was I didn't get to bed till like maybe 3 or 4. And when I woke up, whenever you messaged me, or I hit the fucking button, I'm like, I don't want to answer my text right now. I started turning my phone off because I was so tired, dude. Yeah. Like I'm fucking wiped, but I'm gonna do the show. I'm gonna power through it. I'm wiped out though. I barely slept. I know you're the same way.
I always do the same. Listen, man, if I sleep. My phone is just on no sound, you know. Yeah. Only my alarm is on because if I don't
hear
sound, do that,
it's just a rumble. I hear a rumble. Like I don't have the but it still woke me up. So it wasn't your fault though. Don't worry, you're good. I got other texts too from people just saying, "Holy shit, did you see that?" I'm like, "Yeah, I saw it last night." Max should be a superstar, clean, nice guy, no shit talking. Most MMA fans love the idiots. I mean, Max is one of the most respected, revered fighters in the UFC. He's amazing. Max,
I think
great.
He's a superstar, to be honest, man.
Yeah, especially after last night. Yeah. My Hawaii thing is just weird. I mean, Max even said, like, he's like, I've kind of come to the, realization it's never going to happen. So, Dana White, I don't really understand. He said they're going to do a power slap in Hawaii, but they can't do UFC card. It doesn't really make sense to me. I know you were so pissed when you said that. I know you were. I know you were pissed, dude.
No, I'm not pissed, but I'm like, dude, you should give Max that opportunity to fight in Hawaii, you know? Even when it's a small... venue, you know what the gift to do it is fine in Hawaii.
Well, Dan's like, why would we do it there when we could do it at the Apex here? Like, it's easy.
Isn't Hawaii like fucking hot like most times? Or do it outside,
dude. They used to do like Elite XC in Hawaii. Why can't they do a UFC card there? I mean, come on, Rumble on the Rock was from there.
Yeah,
great promotion. What's that other one? What's that promotion all those guys came from?
Icon.
Like X1, is that the one?
Oh, X1, okay,
like Russell Doan and all those guys. Yeah. And Max, what am I talking about? Russell Doan. I'm just saying, like, he's a Honolulu guy. What's the, X1. And the other one, with Icon Sport, is that the one you're thinking about? There's that one.
Yeah.
And PXC, they do fight there too.
Pacific Extreme Combat,
Yeah. So there's a lot of cards there.
I mean, it's not fucking London or Amsterdam where it's raining like 24/7. You know what I mean?
I mean, Bellator has done so many cards. There's no reason UFC can't. I don't really get it. And all right, let's get back to the card. Picks wise, I got 8 right. I think you got 6, Marcel. It was a tough card. Honestly.
Yeah, I had a bad night of picks.
I didn't have a great night either. I was just looking at the staff things. I just looked at it this morning. Most guys got like 10. I mean, Nick, who I respect a lot, got 5. So it was kind of a tricky card because it was one of those cards where you had to pick most of the favorites. And if you had underdog picks, which we did, but we picked the wrong underdogs for the most.
Yeah, I went with a few dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so did I. And obviously, some of them came back. But yes, no, we didn't touch on this. We just started with the main event. We're going down though. Let's go. We didn't even start with the main event. We went to the BMF fight because it kind of was the main event.
Yeah.
Also, gotta say, like, man, I feel bad for the last two fights because you can't top that. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't top it. Mm-hmm. And like my soul was sucked out of me, Marcel, just watching it. I'm like, holy shit! Like, I just couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. All right, let's go to the
main event.
Main event. I mean, amazing knockout by Pereira. We all knew this could happen, you know. I thought Hill would do better than this, but I mean, listen, Pereira's got a death touch, man. This is very similar to the Sean Strickland knockout, right? Just like, you know, knocks him out brutally. Pereira's, Marcel, it's crazy. He's been in the UFC 2.5 years. He's a Hall of Famer. He's going in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, you know. By the way, that knockout really looked like when Hill knocked out Walker.
I saw you, dude. Did you see the replay where his eyes like rolled back in his head? My God.
Was already over.
Yeah. Do you think he should have got a bonus? Do you think Pereira should have got one?
Yeah, definitely. Why not? This is big title fight between two champions, and he knocked him out in the first round, you know? So, yes, I think he deserved it. I think he deserved it over Jiří, in my opinion. But I don't mind, you know? He will get compensated. He's been compensated good by the UFC, I'm pretty sure.
Here's the thing. He main evented. So, he's him and I don't know if Hill gets pay-per-view points. He might. Because he was a forward champ.
Champion, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but Pereira's gonna get pay review points. And they sold 1 million buys, apparently. That was the rumor. We'll see what the numbers were. I know it was one of the biggest gates of all time, so it sold out too. It was an amazing event. Pereira has been in the UFC for like 2.5 years, and he already has wins over Jamal Hill, Jiří Prochazka, Jan Blok, Błachowicz, Israel Adesanya, Sean Strickland, and then also Bruno Silva and Andreas Michailidis. It's kind of funny though. Like, I'm looking at I would say Jan gave him the hardest fight other than Izzy when he knocked him out. But Jan probably gave him the hardest fight, right?
Yeah, and why did Jan give him the hardest fight?
Because he wrestled him?
Yeah, exactly. And all these guys going to stand and bang with him. I mean, listen, why? You know? Well, what these guys are also like, how do you say that? I don't want to say it actually, but are really egomaniac that they want to prove that they can actually beat Pereira in his own game. And I don't understand that, man. It's a title fight. Listen, that's why I'm not a fighter. I'm just a shit talker on the couch. Yep. But fight the way you think you can win, the best way to win. You know what I mean? And that's why I want to see Poatan against Ankalaev. You know, because I think Ankalaev is smart enough to get the fight to the ground. Listen, this would be stupid as well. He gets maybe knocked out as well, you know. But that's why I want to see that fight, you know. And that's why I always say, and people give me always shit for it, Pereira has fought most of his fights against guys who really, play into his game. You know what I mean? Michailidis didn't play in his game the first round, and he beat him in the first round. Second round, Pereira knocked him out great. Then he fought Bruno Silva. Bruno Silva has a striker as well. You know, Pereira won against him. Strickland, most dumb game plan I ever seen against Pereira, got knocked out, you know. Then he tried Adesanya. Adesanya is winning against him. Then in the last round, he knocks out Adesanya. Rematch, Adesanya beats him, you know. Then he goes to light heavyweight, fights Jan Błachowicz. Błachowicz has only cardio for 5 minutes. He wins the first round. Second and third round, Pereira comes back. You know, Pereira gets the win. Then he fights Jiří Prochazka. Prochazka wins the first round, I think, if I can remember correctly. Then also starts going wild, and Pereira knocks him out. And now again with Hill. I mean, these guys, listen, man, I'm not a coach. I'm not whatever. But these guys, don't they see what's happening? Or am I wrong here, Adam? Please correct me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong, but I just think he's in a good division right now because most of these guys are strikers, man. I mean, that's just – I'm looking at the rankings right now. Like, almost everyone in the top 15 is a striker first. Like, who would you really consider a grappler? Go pull up the top 15. Let's go through it. Like, right now, first off, Jiří has a win over number 1, 2, and 4. So, that's good. I mean, Ankalaev would be the next guy up in line, I think. I think the UFC has to give him a title shot, right? They have to.
Yeah, and Ankalaev is actually also not in particularly a grappler. You know, he's also
he can grapple a little bit, but he's more of a striker, I would say. Yeah. Too. Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, again, he's probably the toughest fight, but he's still kind of a striker. Mm-hmm. I guess Krylov would be, I guess, number 6.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's, and I guess maybe the Vitor Petrino guy, number 15. I mean, there's not, like, everyone else is a striker. Dude, Hill, Prochazka, mostly Ankalaev. Błachowicz is kind of, you know, well-rounded. Rakic too. But, like, you know, they don't excel in the grapple. I'm just saying there's no, like, specialists. which would be the guys that give him problems. I don't know what Pereira's going to do. I mean, he said he wants to move up and fight Tom Aspinall. It seems like the UFC wants to keep him at 205.
The UFC should keep up 205, man. There's no need to go to 265, yeah. Absolutely no need for that. Listen, if there was nobody else for him to fight, yeah, why not? But also at heavyweight, Tom has enough challenges at heavyweight to not fight somebody coming up from 205 to 265.
Right. I mean, Tom hasn't fought Khan or Blades or the rematch, right? So there's two fights right there that are easy. Yeah. Plus Jones, he never fights again. So yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, so great performance though by
sure.
And then for Hill, I mean, you know, bad loss, really bad loss.
I give Hill Prochaska next.
Would you?
Yeah,
that'd be a good fight. I mean, I want to see that fight, so yeah, I'd be okay with it. Would you like? To me, he looked a bit. I'm not one to talk, but he looked a little bit out of shape. I don't know if you noticed, like his stomach had a little bit of like belly fat. Like, haven't really seen that.
He always looks that way, not?
You think so? Yeah, a little bit soft. Yeah. Yeah, but and he's been destroying guys. I don't know. It looked like, we found he had a broken toe. So we did hear that. Maybe he couldn't like do that extra cardio the last 2 weeks. That's what I'm thinking, because I don't know, man. To me, it looked a little different. That's what I thought, but I don't think it would have changed anything. You know, I think we just had the wrong, or I know you were on the fence about it, right? But I think we just had the wrong pick here, or something. Clearly, in a striker battle, we should have just went with Pereira because he was going to probably be the better striker than he was.
But right? That's what I always say to people, you know, we pick who we think is going to win. Yeah. And it's not like we're like, oh, look at us. We're definitely 100% sure that it's going to happen. No, we don't say that. We're just going with it. And sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong, you know?
Yep. No, I agree. All right, let's go to the next fight here. Fucking weird ass fight, dude. Weird fucking fight, right? Weili Zhang and Yan Zhuanan. Just a weird fight, right? Fucking strange. Weili Zhang basically won by decision. She won by knockout and she won by submission in the same fight. I've never seen anyone win three different ways in the same different fight. Unbelievable. So first off, I think the ref could have stopped. It was Jason Herzog, I think, right? Do you think he should have stopped it with the choke?
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, and then the people come with the things like, yeah, but Weili hold on the choke 1 second too long. That's up to the referee, you know, if he lets that happen. She was out of it, you know. Yep. We saw it in the replay. You have instant replay there. She was out of it, you know. And then she even got help with getting to the corner. That's not allowed. This should be overturned into a submission win in the first round to Zhang Weili. This bullshit, you know. And listen, Yan did great after that, you know. She came back like, I was like, what the hell? She might even get a win this fight. You know how she came back in the third round, because Zhang had like some kind of a dip at a certain moment. But man, Zhang won that fight, man, in the first round. I don't know. And Herzog, listen, I like Herzog as a referee, but he should own up to it, you know, in my opinion, I made a mistake.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was gonna say he tweets a lot though, so maybe he can go on Twitter and address this. I also feel like the fight should have been stopped in the second round with the punches from the back mount. I think the fight should have been stopped. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel as well. You know, I feel it's so inconsistent with some of these referees. You know, you never know when they're gonna stop it or when they're not gonna stop it. Listen, thank God, at the end of the day, I respect Jian. I think she became better out of this fight for me, because I thought Zhang would walk through her, but Zhang or Zhang should have won in the first round, man. That's the bottom line to me.
By the way, they're crediting Yan with one knockdown. I thought she had two. It seemed like she had two.
I agree. I don't know how these record keepers always... Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, we look at the stats, and I think they're helpful, but sometimes they just seem a little bit wrong. Mm-hmm. Yan looked okay, like, for sure. She looked better than I thought on the ground, regardless of what the stoppages. You know what's funny? I was going to say, Marcel, the guy I was watching the card with at the stream, Sean, we were talking on the stream. I was like... talking about like who your favorite refs and stuff are, you know. He goes, "Oh, Jason Herzog's my favorite ref." He bet on Zhang by TKO after the fight. He's like, "I fucking hate Jason Herzog." It was so funny. It was so funny. I felt so bad for this dude. Like he needed that to, like, I think, you know, get himself out of the hole, because he had Gaethje in the fight before that. And I'm like, we're like, oh, like, come on, stop the fight. Like, he should have stopped it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, Zhang Suarez makes sense, right? That's the next fight, you think?
For me, listen, man, in my opinion, Zhang only is going to lose against real specialists, and Suarez is one of those real specialists.
Yeah.
So that's a real, like, that's, in my opinion, the only threat to Zhang right now in the division, you know? Listen, if she wins that, she can try to fight for a flyweight belt, you know?
I think so, too. I was just going to say, like, I think her and Grasso is a fun fight, man.
Yeah. But I want to see Suarez fight for us as well.
Her and Valentina is fun. Her and Fiore is fun. I mean, there's a lot of fights at 125. But again, there's still a few fights left at 115, right? So there's Suarez. And here's the thing. Rose could always drop back down. I mean, she has two wins over her, right? They could always do the trilogy fight, Marcel, because the second fight was close. It could be like Volk and Max for the second fight was close. So, but yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, let's go to the next fight here, guys. Armand Saryukin defeats Charles Oliveira by split decision. I thought Armin clearly won the fight.
Armin started the fight already with the walkout.
Dana White said they're going to get sued or something. Did you hear that?
Did you see the footage? What happened?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it. Is it bad?
I'll send you the clip so you can see
it. Right now. I want to see it. I actually didn't see it. Send it to me.
Give me a second.
I'm not going to comment something I haven't seen. I've done that before. And I want to get myself in
trouble. I send it to your WhatsApp right now. Good.
Okay, let me take a look. Yeah. Let's see here. All right, guys. In real time, you'll see my reaction to this shit. All right. I was from Octagon Update. I don't know if he's in the chat today, but that's funny. All right, let's see. Oh, shit. what the guy just put his hand out? Like, what happened?
I don't know what actually happened. Yeah.
Maybe he said something to him. That's really weird. Yeah, Dana said they're going to get sued. He said we're going to deal with it on Monday. Dude, it looked like he punched him. I mean, that doesn't look good, you know? I don't think he'll be, like, reprimanded. I don't think Dana really cares. You know what I mean? Anyways,
Tristan said what happened. If you want to see it, you check Octagon Updates stories. There it is. You can
watch. I saw him do something. I didn't see it was like a hard punch like that, man. Plus, yeah. I was doing a live stream with these guys. I was talking to other people. You know what I mean? It wasn't 100. Like, I was focused, but not. Like,
I didn't. Glued also, in. I was typing with stuff when
I saw he came him, like, up. I saw him like do something. I didn't know he punched him like that though.
Yeah, Jesus. I didn't either know.
Anyways, yeah. I thought Armin clearly won the fight. How did you score it?
First round for Charles, second and third round for Armand. The thing is, like, where it's so much confusing, I think, is because Charles had that choke at the end of the third round, but it wasn't locked in my opinion.
No.
And it was, like, late in the third round, and he lost that third round pretty much for the rest. So, and the second round was clear Armand. First round, Charles almost had him. He came out of that choke, you know. And Armand still did well in that first round, I think, but it was Charles' round. So, for me, 29-28 Armand, it was pretty clear.
Yeah, Armin had more strikes landed and more control. The only thing Oliveira had more of was the submission attempts. Yeah. Listen, I do think submission attempts are something that should be counted, even if you fail on them, because you're trying to go to finish the fight, you know, but he didn't get them. And also, like you said, he was kind of like almost trying to bail himself out at the very end. Dude, I thought he might get it. I was like, if anyone's going to do this, it's Charles, right? I wish this fight was five rounds, though, Marcel, you know, because again, we talk about this sometimes. You get a split decision. It's not like 100%. You know, conclusive. I did think Armin won. Just saying, like, you have guys like Bircha and you have Mike Bell. Was it Mike Bell? Mike Bell saying that Oliveira won. So it wasn't 100% conclusive. Go ahead.
You know what really was nasty is that they now announced Islam against Poirier, like in the presser afterward. I was like, dude, you pretty much had this fight already booked before this event happened. And they just didn't want to announce it because they think, like, oh, these guys maybe go extra hard against each other to secure that title shot. You know what I mean? And it's like, I think Armin should wait and fight the winner of Islam against Poirier in Abu Dhabi later this year.
Yeah. Armin couldn't have fought on June 1st. James was asking him. He just said he didn't want to fight that soon. Because, like, really, Marcel, the fight's not that long for now. It's 7 weeks, right? Go ahead.
I understand. I mean, the real problem with the UFC these days is they're booking events, but they don't have the fighters for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Book fucking events when you have the fighters for it so you can go there, you know? It's the same thing that they did with when was that International Fight Week last year, you know, when they had like Adesanya fighting in Perth, you know, in 6 weeks. Yeah. But the winner of Drickus, Whitaker fights him, and then Drickus wasn't ready, and they got upset with Drickus. I was like, motherfuckers, you shouldn't have booked that there, you know. And they got punished by booking Adesanya Strickland, and that's Strickland winning. They didn't expect that. They got punished by that, and now they're happy that DDP won against Strickland, so they can still make that DDP Adesanya fight, you know, which they're going to do. I expected them to announce it soon.
Well,
so,
I thought they were announcing last night. They had both you guys in the front row. I thought it was the perfect time to do it, you know, but they waited. I guess they didn't want to announce everything because they announced 302 and 303 last night.
They probably didn't have a lot of time during the broadcast because Dana did it afterwards, right, at the presser.
No, interesting comments, though, guys. I'm kind of like, I'm just taking a look through them. We still have so many fights to talk about that it's tough reading every comment, but interesting scorecards for sure in that fight. All right. Bo Nickel defeats Cody Brundage by submission. Listen.
Give me a second. West Coast, why did Armand need to fight someone else? He beat Charles. Charles would have got the title shot if he won. So why does he need to beat someone else?
He might just get the winner of Islam and Poirier, like in Abu Dhabi, like you said. Especially if Islam can go out there and submit Poirier and not take damage.
The problem here, and I don't say it's you, West Coast, but a lot of people is like, oh, Armand should fight somebody else. If Charles won like this, everybody would say Charles should fight for the title, you know?
By the way, I wouldn't mind a rematch with Gamrot either because fight was very close, you know? So,
yeah,
wouldn't mind it. Anyways, Marcel, let's get to Brundage. That's okay. It's okay. No worries. We just have so many fights left, dude. 13. This fight shouldn't have been on the main card. I mean, Bo Nickel's still really green. You know, I get it. Like, they love this guy. It was, I think, of his four fights in the UFC. Is he at four now? Three. Not his weakest performance, I would say. I mean, he still won. He still dominated. But, like, it just, I don't know. I expect a little bit more. What did you think, Ben?
Yeah, and then he calls out Fluffy, who was already booked. I'm like, dude.
Stupid call.
I hate it when fighters call fighters out where they're already booked. It's so stupid. He did well, Nickel. You know, he had a little bit of more of trouble with Brundage. I think Brundage looked pretty decent for as long as it went, but he got control on the ground, you know. Standing was okay. But I don't think Nickel is ready for a top 15 against for Fluffy. I really don't think so.
Here's the thing. Like, listen, if he's not, then stop putting him in the first fight in the pay-per-views.
I agree.
Because he's three in a row now. He's been the first fight in the main in the main card.
Yeah, but that's the UFC, you know? That's
But like, what's the point of just doing this?
I agree.
Like, this is the PFL where you're putting that Bellagio Ali Walsh guy on like the fucking amateur fight as a future fight.
Adam always talks about it.
The guy wanted like 30 amateur fights where he turned pro and he was getting paid money. It's because of his last name. Literally because of his last name. Yeah, I thought it was not a great fight, Marcel. It was kind of boring. I don't know. I know he finished it, but, like, I don't know. And he wasn't happy. They were asking at the presser. He was just like, yeah, I wasn't totally thrilled with my performance in this fight. I know Brundage is kind of a tricky matchup for him, right? That was the only thing. You know, Cody landed a few good punches in the first round, right? I was like, okay, maybe he's got something here, but could not stop the takedown. What I do like about the Fluffy fight is that it is another grappler, right? I do like that. But at the same time, like, I think Nickel probably still is a better grappler.
What I really liked about Cody in this fight was that I saw in his eyes more like the self-belief in him, you know, what I sometimes miss in this fight, you know. It really was he didn't came there like, oh my god, I have to fight Bo Nickel and I am supposed to lose here, you know, with the odds, you know. But he came in like, okay, I'm gonna try to bring it to him. But the ground game was just too much, you know what I mean?
You see Hamzat's tweet?
No, I haven't. What was that?
He said, you say it's so funny. You say this wrestling is big bullshit. he wasn't a fan of it. I'll just say that. So we'll see what they do with him. I mean, I don't know. I think he could get a top 15 guy, but at the same time, like, you know, it's tough. Oh, by the way, Jason Herzog did respond. He said, someone said Jason Herzog's retarded, and he said, what was the bet? I don't know, man. Looking at the comments, people are just kind of confused. Is it really Jason Herzog, or is it a fake account?
I don't know, man.
Thank you for not stopping the Yan fight. Was all of them two great competitors? Someone says it's a fake account. I said maybe yes, maybe no, maybe not. Okay. Sorry, dude. Live by sword, by sword. Who will win $1 million in the next one? This is a. If you look at his thing, it's very weird. Guys, come on. Is this? I'm gonna put it in the chat. Is this a real account or not? Back, I want you to look at this, especially, man, because you have a bullshit detector. I trust
Jason.
You guys look at this. Read this. Is this a fake account? I mean, I've seen this account. I always thought it was real, but the comments are fucking very bizarre, you know? Because I think it should have been stopped. And if he's just like praising himself for the work he did, it's really weird.
He's following Michael Bell. He's following Jaron Villal.
Yeah.
Mark Goddard, he follows. Big John McCarthy.
Yeah, but just look at the tweets, though. Look at the, don't look at the followers, because you can follow anyone you want.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of odd. I don't know. Probably is him, but. Someone said stop smoking out with Herb Dean before the events. She gets up on her own. She walks on her own. She's not out. That's what he said. I don't know. What do you guys think? It's hard to know. See, I also like this fight, Tristan, the Chris Curtis fight, because Chris is like a great takedown or takedown defender, but he's hurt. He's going to be out for a while. I think he tore his hamstring, didn't he? So
yeah, he did.
Bad, because that fight makes sense. I was going to say Brendan Allen and Bo is also an interesting one. And yeah, it's I don't know if it's real, dude. I'm not convinced anymore. I used to think it was, but after these comments, it's just odd. Because usually the commission's like, shut the fuck up, don't write anything on Twitter. Like, they don't want them to write stuff, Marcel. They don't love that, trust me, you know? Like, I know Mike Bell follows us, but he doesn't tweet anything. I remember last time he tweeted anything.
I like Mike Bell a lot, but better for him, he doesn't, because he got a lot of hate, I think, you know?
Well, his scorecards lately have not been the greatest. Someone messaged me. I don't know if you saw that comment.
I saw that, yeah.
He's just like, yo, your buddy Mike Bell. I'm like, my buddy, just because, like, you know, I like the guy and he follows me on Twitter, yeah. Doesn't mean, like, I don't know him.
And I still stand by my opinion about him, that he's not the worst judge, you know? Lately maybe some worse scorecards, you know? I don't agree with the Oliveira one he put in. I don't agree with the Grasso one, but I still think, like, listen, if you compare his track record to Sal fucking D'Amato or Chris Lee or whatever these fucks, you know, I still think he's pretty good. You know what I mean?
Man, I just don't know if this count's real. I really don't know.
Let it go. I don't know either.
All right, let's go to the next fight. Good call. Yuri and Brakhic. I mean, I thought that was a great fight. Brakhic looked great, dude. He looked awesome. Brutal leg kicks. Yuri's just a psychopath. He just walked through it and knocked him out. Amazing, amazing fight, I thought. I love this fight, Marcel. To me, it was one of the best fights of the card. Probably the second best, third best. It was amazing. And Yuri gets the win. What'd you think?
I mean, Rocky's looked really good in the beginning. I was like, dude, he has to keep doing this, and he's winning the fight. But then Yuri went nuts, and Rocky didn't know what to do with it, you know, pretty much. And he walked in it, and he got tagged, and he got put away TKO'd. But...
that's funny.
Yeah, it's like good one for Yuri. Still think Yuri, I don't know, dude, if he finds a real technical guy who can keep it together, you know, I think he's screwed, you know what I mean? If you look at Rakic, I think more guys can fight like that against him. But Rakic got lured into that crazy, wild, fucking savage style by Yuri. And he finished him.
Who should Yuri said Proska and Hill. What about your Rakic? I mean, who should he fight?
Give him Nikita Krylov.
Yeah. I mean, where's Krylov? I feel like he hasn't been around in a while. I thought Rakic was pretty good though, but yeah, I also think the layoff kind of hurt him. You know, he got a little bit tired. Yeah, it was interesting. All right, let's go to the next fight here. Sterling and Cater. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll say this, like, it's impressive to take down Cater 8 times. It is. But this fight just didn't do it for me, dude. This was the ultimate piss break fight, right? Wasn't it? It just wasn't. It was just like wash, rinse, repeat. Don't get me wrong. He did what he had to do. Sterling's a really good fighter. I mean, he's really good, but it just wasn't entertaining. What do you think?
This was a typical Aljo fight when he more started, when he wasn't really a complete martial artist and really was totally a wrestler, you know? And Cater didn't know what to do with it, was really hesitant with throwing shots or kicks because he was like, if I do this, Aljo is going to put me on my ass, you know?
Yep.
But Aljo did it anyways, you know? So, it was a really easy fight to score 30-27. And listen, I don't blame Sterling, dude. You know, I understand it wasn't like very fan-friendly, this fight to watch, but he needed the win. By the way, Ajax won. Let's fucking go.
They won? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What was the score? Didn't expect
2-1. 2-1? Nice. Yeah, so...
Marcel messaged me like an hour ago, and he's like, yo, can we just do the show now? Because I think my team's going to lose. I was like, sure.
Normally, I just watch it even if they are losing, you know, but it's like such a... so bad this year, and man, I was still in high spots for this car talking about it, you know. And
I know, then
you see my team again, and I was like, fuck off, you know.
Well, I'm glad they won.
Maybe bad, but I felt that way
for sure. Sterling called out Ortega, that's what fight he wants, I guess. So, and what do you think?
yeah, why not? I mean, this is, I mean, he at least has a better opponent against him on the ground than than he has with Cater. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you can match him up with pretty much anybody in the featherweight division right now. So
someone asked him at the presser, like, who do you think has the best wrestling? He said, like, I'm up there. And he said also Ortega, Evloev, and Diego Lopez. He thinks some of the best grappling. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about him in a few minutes, too. All right, next fight here. Yeah, I mean, this fight, listen, we took a big shot on the plus 380 dog. It didn't pan out. I did not think Holly Holm was going to grapple with Kayla Harrison. I just, yeah, I mean, there's nothing much to say here. Kayla looked really good, man. She's a strong girl. She's big. She's nasty. She made the weight. She filled out. Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand the call of Amanda Nunes. She's not the champ. She's not an active fighter. I don't really get it. I think they just got to put her, honestly, Marcel, they should just do her with Pennington now, you know? And I also think she's going to be Pennington. I think it's a good style matchup for her. And the UFC doesn't want Pennington as a champion. She's a boring champion. I don't think they want her as one. I'm glad she won the belt because she's one of those fighters that put the years in, you know, to get there. But I think her reign's going to end in this fight if they do.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was, listen, many people thought it was fun that Nunes came out with, why don't you call me out? But I thought it was annoying, man. You know, you retired. You know, why you want to have the attention now? You know, it's like all these big former champions cannot share any attention. You know what I mean? It's so stupid. It was Kayla's moment.
Connor does it all the time. It's the Connor playbook. Let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. It was Kayla's moment. You know, she won that fight and she looked really good in my opinion, and she didn't call out Nunes because Nunes is retired. So she wants to fight for a title. And then Nunes comes like, why don't you call me out? Because you're retired, you know? So weird. If she comes back, yeah, make the fight for sure, you know? But she let her fight for a title, dude. I'm good with it, you know? To be really honest, who's going to stop her if you looked at her last yesterday? And
I mean, she Nunes made would the, be the she, one fight, right?
Like, yeah, she made the weight.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, though, I think Nunes is like, kind of, I don't know if it's a bad matchup, but she's the one matchup that would be tough because I think she gets through Pennington, man. You know, she beats Fear, or she beats Silva, she beats Aldana. Like, yeah, I just, she looked good, you know. But again, Holm, God, two strikes landed. She did get a takedown, but like, I don't know, it was like almost like she was trying to prove Marcel that she could take her down. I guess they didn't count it as a takedown. They didn't count it as anything.
No.
Did it seem like a takedown? I don't know.
I mean, it pretty much was a rollover, right? So it was
they didn't count a reversal scramble. For it.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I mean, Harrison gets the finish and Dana.
But really, like you said, like Nunes, the Connor thing, I really thought that. I was like, also with Connor with yesterday tweeting like, it's a done deal. Yeah, apparently it's a done deal now. But it wasn't for such a long time. And always when there is a big other fight, you know, these guys who don't have attention starting to tweet the most weird-ass things. It's so annoying. Like, try to share attention, you know. It's
It's a selfish sport. I mean, that's the truth, too. So do you think Holly should retire? Because Dana said she should. What do you think?
It's not Dana's call to make. But, I mean, if you fight like this, I mean, I expect from Holly a higher fight IQ than this. You know what I mean? So, and she didn't. She pretty much got finished by Mara Bueno last time. You know, I know it's got overturned in no contest, but Holly Holm on the top of her performance doesn't get finished by Mara Bueno by a ninja choke in the second round. You know, top Holly Holm doesn't get destroyed by Kayla Harrison, in my opinion. So maybe it's time for her, but I'm not the guy who has to make that decision, you know? So it's up to her.
I mean, physically, she looked in really good shape this week. Like, this is going to be a good fight. I really thought it'd be a competitive fight, man. I didn't think it'd be like a rollover like this. So I also think it's kind of shows how good Larissa Pacheco is because she fucked up Harrison that third fight, you know? So she's really good. I don't know what's going on with that Cyborg fight because that Don Davis guy keeps saying they're going to make it and they never do. So Diego Lopez destroys Sodiq Youssef. He's quickly becoming one of my favorite fighters, Marcel. I really like this dude. I know you like him too. Super exciting. He can knock you out. He can submit you. I did call him by knockout. This is one of my best picks of the whole card. And I wasn't like super confident. This win gets him in the top 15. It gets him a big fight. His next fight out. Dana really likes him. The UFC really likes this guy. I mean, the fact he was on this card just shows you how much the UFC likes him. Because if you look at the card, Marcel, like this is the one fight that kind of was like a little bit odd, you know, to put on this card. Right? Because they're not former champs. They're not like you know, young prospect like Nickel. They're just like really good, exciting fighters, but you knew it'd be a good fight. Who should he fight next, Diego Lopez?
Oh man, you can go so far, you know, in the featherweight division. I mean, there are a lot of options, I think.
I love it.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it. We should try, to be really honest.
Well, Josh Emmett, you like that fight, Emmett?
Yeah, but what about Edson Barboza in Brazil, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Edson's fighting Lerone, but we'll see what happens in that fight.
Right? Yeah, I know, but I mean, later this year, they're going to Brazil as well for fight night, so why not there?
Does Dan Ige have a fight booked or no? That would be interesting, too.
I don't know.
Dan's a scrappy dude, man. You know, he's scrap. That'd be a fun fight. I think Giga would be a fun fight. I think Arnold Allen be. I think Cater. All these fights are good. He called Evloev for a rematch. He's not getting it, though. It doesn't make sense for Evloev to fight the same guy during a win streak. I know people are like down on Evloev because he hasn't finished anyone, but like, he's very good. The fact that he beat Lopez actually looks a lot better now in hindsight, because Lopez has been, what is it, three straight first round finishes, Marcel. Should he have gotten a bonus? The 300,000?
I liked it more than the Yuri bonus, to be really honest. I know you're doing it, but
I was kind of on the I think he should have got something, you know, but Dana White said again, he said, oh, we're gonna take care of these guys. Whatever that means.
I'm good, you know. If they're all happy, I'm good. Yeah.
Dana said they're gonna go home, you know, happy tonight. And also, like, I think if they don't announce the bonuses, they could do it under the table, so they might have to pay tax or something. I don't know for sure, but yeah.
I may have rather got an under the table bonus, and I got a notified bonus, you know.
Yep. All right, comeback of the night, I guess, right? Would it be comeback of the night?
I would say so for sure, yeah.
Yeah, unreal. Renato Macano knocks out Jalen Turner in the second round with ground and pound. Okay, there's a lot to talk about from this fight. First off, this is just like, there's some other fights in the card that I got wrong, but like, I could see going the other way. This is one I never really saw Macano winning, man. I gotta be honest with you. Like, I thought Turner would knock him out, and he dropped him bad in the first round, but didn't go for the follow-up. Went for the walk-off. He went for the Mark Hunt-style walk-off knockout. Let him up and gassed out, I guess, and Macano, the ground game was really good and strong, and finished Turner. I mean, Turner's going to be kicking himself for a long time. This is a really bad loss for Turner. I think, you know, James Lynch, our good friend, does those stock drop videos. Turner's right. For me, Marcel, I think his stock dropped maybe the most on the whole card. I don't know if you agree with me, but I think it's up there, because I think the fight IQ is so questionable. You know, the takedown defense is so bad. What do you think, man?
That was so fucking stupid. You know, he had him out. He pretty much had him out, you know, and he had to follow up a few shots. It was like 10 seconds, 50 seconds to go. You know, there was no submission threat pretty much, you know, so he could have jumped in, but we walk off. Moicano came back in the second round and he beat him, you know, and he did well. He did it very good, I think. I was on the fence with this fight. I was like KO for Turner, or maybe a submission for Moicano if he got them in the later rounds. But he even TKO'd him. I was just really like, I don't like to hate on fighters, but this was like a super low fight IQ there moment. This, in my opinion, if you're in the UFC and the highest elite of the sport, this shouldn't happen to you, in my opinion.
Jalen Turner is such a talented guy.
Yeah, he is, for sure.
He's lost 3 or 4 now. It's crazy. The grappling's obviously a bit of a problem with this guy, but man, I thought he was going to finish Macano. So, you know, not many people had Macano, but if you did, because I think he was the biggest underdog to cash. He was like plus 200. Obviously, great bet. I mean, great post-fight interview. You know, he didn't get the 300 grand, but he's going to get a bonus. Dana said again. How do you not like this guy, man? Like, he's one of the most likable guys on the roster, right?
Manny Moicano, Joe Rogan, you come to best podcast, Manny Moicano, and you cannot say no.
He's so funny. I just think he's so personable. Like, how do you not love this dude?
I always enjoy his podcast with how we pronouncing names. He's got that Brazilian accent, so it's like when was that? It was Matt Semmelsberger. It's like a Matty Smelly Burger or something.
He's a joker, man. He had a bonus for a while, I think, but again, the main card was so crazy. It's crazy. Some of these guys, like, they were probably like, man, I'm going to get the 300,000 tonight. They're not going to get it now, but they were close, you know.
And go ahead. Dude is only Brazilian who picks against Brazilians when he predicts fights, you know. He's like, he's my friend, but let's be honest, he's not going to win this fight, you know. I actually respect that, you know. When Paulo Costa fought against Whitaker, he's like, I love Paulo, he's my friend, but he's not going to beat Robert Whitaker.
I'm curious who he matches up with next. So he'll be ranked number 10 because he's going to take Turner's spot. I heard is Hooker and Saint Denis, is that happening? You know if that's.
I think that's in the works. I think probably for Paris. Yeah. So yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So Fiziev, if he comes back, would make sense in a rematch. That would be a fun fight. Hernando, they asked him about Fiziev. He said he thinks Fiziev is one of the hardest matchups for anyone at 155 because Rafael
fought Fiziev already.
He did fight. He got knocked out. He got knocked out. Fiziev has good knockout power and good takedown defense. Mm-hmm. He got injured his last fight, though. You never know who's going to show up. It's too bad Gamrot and him train together because that fight won't happen.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Armand's there, but he won't fight Armand. So really, there's not many options for him right now, man, to be honest with you. Darius, too. I think that would be another one, right?
Darius makes sense, actually.
Yeah, Darius actually would be sense. Fun because they're both grapplers. Actually, that would be a good fight.
Yeah, that's a good fight. You make that fight. Let's do Darius. Yeah, you make that.
I'm good with it. If Darius comes back and fights, I really don't know what's up to you, but it would be a good fight. All right. Jessica Andrade defeats Marina Rodriguez. Split decision. Yeah, it was a close fight, but I thought Jessica won the first two rounds. What did you think?
I thought it was close, man. The thing is that Jessica landed the harder shots, you know, and I think Marina did really well. But she, it's crazy that I think Marina looked better in the fight while Jessica won the fight. It's really weird.
It's not because I agree with you because she did the more damage. She had the more damaging, impactful moments, and that's what the judges do look for, you know. Yeah. So. I'm with you, man, because I think Marina, I know that Jessica, it was 89-82 in strikes, man. It was so close. I think Marina, like the second round, dude, she kind of gave this fight away too. You know, she had the first 4 minutes in the bag, and then Jessica went crazy in the last minute and got it back. It was a competitive fight. I think the judges got it right. You know, we always shit on them when they go wrong, but I think they got it right in this one. And we picked Rodriguez. I think we were both kind of hoping she'd get a robbery. I was like, please give it to us. Because, you know, we've had to go against us, man. But I was like, please give it to us this time. But no. There was two split decisions on this card. And I actually agree with the judges of both of them. This fight, the next one, I mean, how do you not agree with this? Bobby Green destroys Jim Miller. I mean, this was a brutal beatdown. Bruce Buffer did read the scorecards from, by the way. But the final scorecards, 29-27, 30-25, 29-26. Two of the judges had 2-10-8 rounds. I mean, that third round, Marcel, is borderline 10-7, I think, too. Bro, Jim Miller is so tough. I don't know how he didn't get stopped there in the end. Like, unbelievable. Yeah, this was a really good performance by Bobby Green, dude. 186 strikes to 57. It was, like, the second highest differential at lightweight history. Got a knockdown. Bobby looked good in this fight, man. He called it Patty Pimblett. Do you like that fight?
Of course. The only time this week that Bobby Green looked anxious was the moment he threw his shirt in the audience and his ring came off his hand when he threw it before the weigh-in. I didn't know if you saw that.
What came off his bracelet or something? What was it?
Yeah, I think he threw his shirt and his ring flew off his finger or something. I saw that.
I saw him jump over the barricade to get it. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I think Bobby looked really good, man. I think Miller did look decent in the first round, but Bobby completely destroyed him pretty much as later on. The chat was money, like it always is. His hat movement is beautiful to watch. Bobby's just a great guy to watch fight. And Miller's super tough. The thing is, like, Miller pretty much played into Bobby's game, in my opinion, you know. And this was a perfect fight for Bobby. Got the win, good win. Call that Paddy. I like it a lot because I think that's going to be a fun one. And they should do that in Manchester if Bobby wants to come down to England. So,
that's the fight you like, eh? Three rounds. You could do Bobby for a 5-round main event somewhere too, I think.
Yeah.
But not for pay-per-view. Do you favor him against Paddy or do you favor Paddy?
I favor Bobby, man. I think he's not really his ground game is pretty solid as well, man. Do you don't see him often get to the he lost to Armin by TKO, I think. It was TKO, right?
74% takedown defense.
And plus he doesn't get submitted like easily or whatever, you know what I mean? So
you're talking about the Islam fight, not Armin, right? Islam?
Islam. Yeah.
No, I thought you were.
I'm sorry. I think Paddy is fucked if he strikes with Bobby, dude. So, yeah.
Bobby's won 3 of his last 4 fights. It's crazy. Like, I mean, obviously, Turner's strength, but the Jared Gordon. I think
that's good competition.
Bro, Jared Gordon was beating him in that fight, and then there was that headbutt. It's crazy. And Gordon is kind of a forgotten about man. Since that fight, Gordon's fought once. He had that crazy knockover over Mark Madsen. And then Bobby's fought four.
He's a fight lined up, right? Gordon, Jarrett.
Who's he fighting?
Let me check. I thought he had a fight lined up. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, he might. Hopefully. I mean, he's a good fight. He's underrated, right? Like, you're one of those underrated guys. 8-5 and 1-0 contest. I mean, Bobby's got a better record. Actually, Bobby's like close to 500, I think. But, you know, he's been fighting elite guys. Does Jared have a fight?
I thought so. Maybe I'm mistaken. Oh, yeah. No, that's Jared Gooden.
yeah, they're different.
Yeah, Jared Gooden.
They don't look the same, Marcel.
Yeah, I thought he had, but I'm probably mistaken somehow. So
No worries. And then opening up the card, the first prelim of the night, which is crazy. When these guys walked out, I really sunk in.
Yeah, Nasrat. What for us to prelim? Yeah.
At 302, right?
No, it's Saudi Arabia.
Oh, is it? That's an interesting fight. All right, cool. I didn't really Jared Gordon and Nasrat. That's a fun fight.
Yeah.
Cool. I forgot that was happening. Yeah, I think I didn't see it. If you, like, I know you're the one who does it. I think I saw your tweet. All right. Yeah, I was going to say, getting back to Figgy and Garbrandt, when they walked out, man, it really sunk into me how good this card was. Like, I'm like, holy shit, this is a main event fight that you're getting in the first fight of the night. Like, that could have easily been a 5-round, you know. It was supposed to be a pay-per-view headliner, remember? And then he got hurt and Alex Perez filled in. Isn't that what happened?
Yeah.
Figgy looked great, dude. I mean, Cody, listen, I'll give Cody some credit, too. Cody looked pretty good in the first round. I'm like, okay, this fight's competitive. Like, Cody did well. But as soon as Figgy got to the ground, dude, like a different world down there. He is such a good fighter, dude. Figgy is a great, great fighter. Well-rounded, great ground game, good striking. Looks filled out at 135, looks strong, looks huge. Another guy, Marcel, we were like, how's he going to match up with these top guys? Kind of like with Sterling, right? Like, he fights these guys who are a little bit bigger than him, but, you know, he's still looking good. What do you think about Figgy at 135, man?
Yeah, by the way, Adam, shout out to you because you mentioned Alex Perez, and I have an interview with him tonight and almost forgot, so thank you for that.
Well, you didn't sleep through it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Cody looked decent in the first round, but Figgy was just a little bit quicker. And listen, we knew Figgy is still in his prime, and Cody's actually not anymore, you know? And I think he did decent. But I didn't thought Figgy would submit him. I thought he would either TKO him or get a decision. So, yeah, good for Figgy, man. And he was supposed to win this fight. You know, he's in the top 10, and Cody wasn't. This was like, for me, this was like for Cody probably the moment to get back into the top 15 if he wanted. And Cody has done great things for the sport. He's been, he probably also gets in the UFC Hall of Fame. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if he gets.
It's because, possible.
And if not, he gets it because of the Dominic Cruz fight, probably. Yeah. You know?
What? I wouldn't mind a rematch between those two either, by the way. Well, that would still be a prize that makes sense, right? Yeah.
Fucking do it.
You know, I know Dana was also, Dana with Figgy, he said that, you know, they would take care of him too. You know, he specifically mentioned him. All right. So overall, Marcel, let me ask you, what do you give this card of 10?
I give it an 8.5. Really? I think that's a good point, man. I mean,
it is, but I thought you'd go a little higher. I thought you'd go, you know, 9.5, 10. I'll say 9.5, dude. I mean, I don't think it gets much better than this personally, but and the only reason I'm taking the half point off is because of Sterling. Because, like, for me, it had everything you could have seen, but I know what you're saying too. Like, here's the question though for you, like, and I hate to put you on the spot, but like, what card can you think of that was like better card?
That's difficult, dude, because we have seen so many cards. But I know before we have also give cards an 8 or 8.5 and 9, you know, but it's not fresh in my memory right now. I never give a card a 10 for the simple reason that if you give something a 10 and something is even better, what you're going to do? You're going to give it an 11? You know what I mean? So, but it was amazing, you know? It was absolutely amazing. It was a great card. I enjoyed it from top to bottom. So, from bottom to top, I should say. But I'm just like, I'm always a little bit like, you have to think about, there can always be better cards than this, you know? Although that was amazing, it can always be better. So, 8.5, I think that's good. And if you go 9 or 9.5, I'm good with that as well, you know? It's just like personal opinion, you know?
It is. I mean, for the best, I think a lot of people would say 189. I think that would be up there. That is Connor versus Mendez, Lawler versus McDonald, Stevens, Bermudez, Nelson Thatch, Almeida Pickett. That card was, and Matt Brown versus Tim Means too. That card was sick. Yeah, it was sick. And also, I think, I'm just looking at, there's a list, I just Googled it, and someone has it. I think it's on Tapology. It's a pretty good list, actually. I mean, they have UFC 100 number one. UFC 100's got to be up there, too. 205, that's Alvarez McGregor. That card was amazing, too. And then 217 was also amazing, Marcel.
That's one with your manage.
Yeah. Also, like, for me, like, 139, because Shogun Henderson is still one of the best fights of all time. Sure. And you had Wanderlei Silva and Kung Lee. Like they gave out two fight of the nights on that card. It's very subjective, dude. I'm looking at this list, and 199 is another card that I loved. That
I loved Fisting, it as well.
Fisting Rockhold, Cruz Faber, it wasn't amazing, I guess.
Ortega Guida.
Holloway Lamas. Wow. Henderson Lombard, Poirier Green, Ortega Guida, like you mentioned. Darius Vic, Andrade Penne. Holy shit, that card was stacked.
Yeah, that card was an amazing card.
Oh, yeah, Polo Reyes versus Dong Young Ma. That was a crazy knockout, too. Crazy fight. Remember that?
What fight of the night? What fight of the night?
I was going to say, that was fight of the night, wasn't it? That's so
was
crazy.
First prelim, was that? And that also had the announcement of Brock coming back, right?
That's the one where Ariel Helwani kind of went.
Can you see me now? Can you see me now?
Yeah. Jamie, glad to have you guys. And I know you guys were active in the chat. I didn't mean to ignore everyone. Just there's so much to talk about this card. Yeah, it was amazing, dude. It was so good. I don't know if Marcus is in the chat today, but he'll probably watch the replay. Stock, riser, and dropper. I'd say for riser, I think Max, even though the stock was already high, I think it's shot to the moon now. And for dropper, I would say Turner. I think it's a bad loss for him. What do you think, man?
Stock, rise, Max, Kayla Harrison, and drop. Yeah, Turner. Jamal Hill as well.
Yeah, Hill too. Yeah. He really wasn't competitive. And you know what, man? I know the fight didn't last that long, but he'll probably have to win, three more fights to get another title shot now?
Adam, I tell you, even Yan Xiaonan with her loss, I think her stock rise, pretty much. Because I didn't give her, to be honest, a lot of chances against Zhang. I was I think Zhang walks through her, takes her down, probably pounds her out or submits her, which she actually did. But at the end of the day, she was durable and she went the five rounds. So, I credit her.
Yeah, Tristan, I honestly don't really have a pick right. I think it's a hard fight to call. I mean, Marcel, I'm assuming you'd lean towards Topuria because that's your guy, right?
The thing is, recency bias is really big in this game all the time, So right now, I would be on the fence, But if you ask me in 3 or 4 weeks, I'm going with Topuria again. But that's the thing, and that's why we shouldn't do an early pick now, I think,
I think Max is such an interesting fight. I hope they get the fight. All right. I think we're good with UFC 300, right?
Yeah.
I think we're pretty good. You want to quickly talk about that PFL card? Did you watch
it? Yeah, very, very quickly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, PFL is I'm watching it, but it's just not as good. And again, it's just the matchmaking is so obvious. That's the problem here. Because again, you look at this, and almost everyone that was a huge favorite won. You had Impa winning, Rob Wilkinson, Clay Collard. The one underdog, I did pick this one, Mikhail Dufour, the Canadian guy, Marcel, the Canadian badass. He looked really good. But you also had Joshua Valor, that was a finger injury. Antonio Carlos Jr. By the way, I want to give a shout out to our boy Craig in the chat. Man, that was so funny, dude. He, in the Discord, he said, in PFL, you got guys losing on splinters and broken fingers. And then in the UFC, you have guys like Jack Della Maddalena fighting with a broken arm in the first round, Dan Hooker fighting with a broken arm and still winning by split decision. I thought that was so funny, dude. crazy. But you had Carlos Jr. winning. The Yagji Muradov guy, I think we picked him as an underdog. You had Brent Primus. Yeah, I mean, listen, there were some good finishes. Alvin Espinosa, a crazy, crazy comeback win. The Marcel Nunes look good. But again, Marcel, almost all of them are first round finishes because they were mismatches,
Yeah, the only one I have wrong was Sadi Boussi against Josh Silvera.
And Brunel, right? And that's it.
Sorry, Anne?
I thought you picked Brunel.
You're right. And Brunel against Dufour. Yeah, you had that one right.
I got the other one wrong. I picked C. So there you go. We kind of switched on there. By the way, go ahead.
That's what I always say with PFL cards, man.
Yeah.
It's when you do picks, you only have one or two wrong. Maybe you have the whole card good because...
Yeah. Yep. I got, one wrong, right? I think I one pick wrong. Quickly, Sean O'Connell got caught in the hot mic making a joke about the
steroids. He apologized for it, right?
And he went on Twitter and apologized. I don't think he had anything to say sorry about, by the way. What do you think?
I didn't care.
Oh, it's funny. He's like, where did you get his steroids from?
I didn't care, to be honest, man. I mean, I think only people who were annoyed by it were his teammates himself and Wilkinson himself. I understand that, but personally, I didn't care, man. I was
totally respect your answer, man. No, I get it. By the way, what do you think of the stoppage in the Collard fight, Pitbull? You think it was a little early?
Yeah, a little bit early, but yeah, I think it was like if it goes a lot anti-longer, Collard puts him out. That's pretty much what I think.
Yeah.
But Pitbull, knocked him down. You know, I didn't expect that to happen, to be really honest. But yeah, Collard is such a fun fighter.
He's all, I love Collard. I wish the UFC never cut the guy. I mean, he fought Max, remember, back in the day?
Yeah.
There was actually a crazy fight that Max finished him late with just, you know, attrition. But I was going to say, for the lightheavy, because I think Signed Collectibles, I don't know if he's in the chat right now, but he was always asked, he asked us, like, who our favorites are. I still would favor Impa. I think Carl's Jr., though, man, he looked good again. But again, fighting a guy with really zero ground game, right?
Yeah.
And then lightweight, you know, lightweight's more interesting to me, don't you think?
I'm still fucking with Collar, dude.
I hope so, but I think this 2-4 guy is really interesting, dude. I really do. I think he's interesting. And also, I think Bright Primus is interesting. You know, he's so underrated.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever talks about Bright Primus. And he was the former champion. I know he'd be Chandler with the injury and everything, but, like, he's a good fighter. And he got fucked over. He got fucked over Beltor. He got fucked over Marcel.
True.
No, by the way, I think, did he headline Bellator 300? Yeah, he did. You still get UFC 300, you look at Bellator 300. It was Usman Nurmagomedov and Brent Primus. That's too funny. But he's actually a very good fighter. All right, I think we're good here. So let's end this podcast. Let's do a really quick one, Marcel, on the fight announcements for last night. And that's it. So appreciate you guys joining us. We're going to tweet out a new one here in a second. We're going to do some fight announcements, and that'll be it for the week. So If you can, join us in the next one. If not, we'll see you guys next week for the next podcast. All right. Let's end this one.